I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc.
You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Hi, yes, once again, it's time for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and here we are once again. And this time, it is for podcast number 135. 135 podcasts of silliness. And to commemorate the occasion, we have a new doohickey in the top right-hand corner of the blog. Yes. The reason is, I got a new Go to My PC advertisement thingy, and it was longer than the old thingy. Huh, you say? Well, if you've got a thingy that's longer than the old thingy, and the old thingy had a thing beside it that was the size of the thingy that was the old thingy, then they don't look proportionate. Yeah. So, I had to add stuff to the Tech Podcast Network advertisement. And in doing so, I added this sentence. Join Dr. Bill each week. Enjoy the silliness. Learn something new. And expand your mind to the wonders of the vast multiverse. How's that for strange? Ha ha ha. So, that's what you'll see on the doohickey beside the Go to My PC doohickey, which, by the way, talking about a really cool segue there, by the way, if you click on the new Go to My PC advertisement doohickey there, you will get Go to My PC free for one whole month, 30 days. That's a long time. You could do a lot of going to your PC in that 30 days. And you can get to your files, you can get to your stuff quickly, easily, and perhaps even save your job. Because you're able to go to your PC and get the files you need when you need them. So click on that link, get yourself a Go to My PC free trial for 30 days. And it even works now with mobile equipment. So if you got one of those new smartphones, you can use Go to My PC right there on the smartphone and go to your PC right through your phone. How cool is that? So there you go. New features. Ha ha ha. So, let's talk about some of the oddities that we'll talk about on the podcast this week. For instance, my son Benjamin the Game Master is always looking out for dear old dad and trying to find ways to get him some geek culture. And so this week he said, hey, dude, I got some geek culture for you. And I said, okay. He said, okay. Let me set this up. You know the Mac ads that say, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. And they play the little music in the background. And you got, I'm a Mac and I'm a PC. Well, he found on YouTube a parody. We love parodies. And it's quite geeky. And it involves Iron Man. And you know how much I liked the Iron Man movie. Dude, rock on. That was a cool movie. You gotta go see that movie. And then just sit in your seat. Oh, by the way, I went to a new theater, the Four Seasons Grand, there in Greensboro, and they had real cool seats. You could sit in a seat and they kind of lean back, and you would just kind of slide down and lean back, and they were so comfortable. And I was just thinking, you sit there, and you're so comfortable, and you look up at this giant screen, and you enjoy the full geekiness of it all. You just, it's so techie. I want me a suit like that. Dude, Anyway, very cool movie. You got to see it. So, the Game Master says, so, you got Iron Man, you got Batman, you got DC, you got Marvel. You know, like in, hey, I'm a Marvel. Hey, I'm a DC. Well, there's this guy on YouTube who made said parody using action figures. It's very strange. You need to go check it out. Go to YouTube and type in, it's just some random guy. That's all one word. That won't work, he says? What? You can't search for the user. How lame is that? Okay, so search for Marvel, I'm a Marvel, I'm a DC. Yes, hi, I'm a Marvel and I'm a DC, Iron Man and Batman. Search for that. You should be able to search for the username. You see, YouTube, you're missing out. You should be able to type in Dr. Bill Bailey and find my videos, for instance. Same thing with It's Just Some Random Guy, who, by the way, is a pretty amazingly cool dude to come up with these videos. I watched some of the videos this morning, and they were pretty cool. Anyway, I had to get corrected there. The Game Master corrected me because he's a YouTuber. Is that a word? Anyway, so let's listen to the audio of this video. If you go watch the video, it's actually cool because you can see the action figures. But in the meantime, here you go.
Hi, I'm Iron Man.
I'm Batman.
I'm a Marvel.
I'm Batman.
I own my own company.
So do I.
And I'm a billionaire playboy.
Same here.
So we have a few things in common.
Only a few.
Jarvis.
Alfred.
Rhodey.
Robin.
The Avengers.
Justice League.
Pepper Potts.
Vicki Vale.
She-Hulk.
Wonder Woman.
Right, yeah. Come on, don't leave me hanging. Give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give... Okay. But there are plenty of other things that make us different.
Plenty.
I'm Marvel's newest movie star.
I'm DC's poster boy.
My problem with substance abuse nearly ruined my life.
I stop substance abusers from ruining other people's lives.
I like the nightlife.
I am the nightlife.
I give people the impression I'm a jerk.
I give people panic attacks.
I definitively begin the summer movie season.
I definitively end the summer movie season.
What about Mulder and Scully?
What about Harold and Kumar?
Point taken. But between the two of us, my movie is more family-friendly.
How is mine not family-friendly?
Yeah, right. Sorry, kids, we couldn't get in to see Kung Fu Panda. Let's go watch the clown with the M16 open fire on a school bus.
At least I have an enemy in my movie.
Well, so do I. I am my own worst enemy.
Great, because the kids these days love existentialism.
No, you're right. Viral marketing is where it's at. What they really want is to go on a 3-hour scavenger hunt for a secret code that lets them wait 6 hours online to see the left shoe of an actor in a photo op taken by an on-set grip.
Jerk.
Emo. Of course, if I lost my parents like you did, I might have grown a conscience much earlier.
And it would be nice to have my parents around and still be a hero.
Maybe we're more alike than we know.
But in a good way.
So what do you say? Is there room enough this summer for 2 billionaire playboy superheroes with gadgets, women, a sidekick, and a loyal butler?
Why not?
Let's give this another shot.
All right.
I don't come with childhood trauma.
And I don't have herpes.
Oh, real mature.
Withdrawn.
That's not even
withdrawn.
True.
There you go. Very strange geek culture from the interwebs by checking out the YouTube, the tube for you. Yes. So, go listen to some of his other ones. They're very strange. And actually, if you start watching them, you kind of get into the storyline and go, I wonder what happens next. Anyway, very odd stuff. You just gotta love geek culture, don't you?
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed, if it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon.
Blueberry.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
There you go. Tech Podcast Network and Blueberry, both of which we are members. And as members, we like to promote other Tech Podcast Network members. And so here's the Bawana himself, Adam Raymer with Bawana.org.
This is Bawana.org Radio. Stand by for promo. You're the announcer.
Not your ordinary tech show. Bawana.org Radio. A virtual potpourri of technology. Bawana.org Radio. It's tech news, video game reviews, open source software, and general gadgets. It's not just for Mac or Windows. Bawana talks about both.
It's an exciting, exciting week if you're an Apple fan or if you're a Microsoft Windows fan.
Check out Bawana.org Radio by going to Bawana.org. That's BWANA.org. It's Bawana.org Radio. Check it out today.
That's right. Check out Bawana.org. Bawana's got good stuff for you. Bawana. Just like the old Tarzan movies. You gotta love that. Anyway, there's coolness afoot, and we need to get into it. That's the tech news of the week. Now, I must admit, the tech news of the week is a little on the slim side. I didn't get to do a lot of blogging this week, and so the choices that we have to choose from are rather nil. But that's okay. We'll make do with what we've got. First up, after the last podcast, is Star Trek Lives! Huh? Yes, the tricorder has been invented. How cool is that? At least science is catching up with Star Trek. Now there is a tricorder-like device to help determine what's wrong with a patient. Dr. McCoy would be so proud. Yes, indeed. Let me read you a quote from this story. New handheld medical scanners coupled with regular cell phones resemble Star Trek tricorders and could see what ails you with a push of a button. The invention, using off-the-shelf cell phone technology, would allow medical scanners could boldly go where no one has gone before, to the aid of roughly three-quarters of the world's population currently without access to ultrasounds, x-rays, and other imagers used from everything for detecting tumors to monitoring fetuses. In addition to offering medical scans in developing nations, the devices could find their way into ambulances or rural clinics, says Boris Rubinsky, a professor of bioengineering at the University of California, Berkeley. So, Professor Rubinsky has invented the tricorder. Gotta love that. A notable day for sure. So I thought that was pretty cool, being a true Star Trek geek person, that we now have a tricorder. I would like one of my own, but I would like one to be able to find important things, like tasty cake crimpets. You see, that would be good. By the way, if you have a chance to get a tasty cake crimpet, which has a butterscotch icing, they're awesome. You should check them out. Next time you see one, get it. Open the package after you buy it, and eat it and say, "Whoa, Dr. Bill was right, dude." Okay, next item. OpenOffice 3.0 beta is out. Whoa. Now, OpenOffice.org 3.0 is the continuation of OpenOffice.org, the 2X series, obviously. And OpenOffice is so cool because it is a free office suite. Now, you could, of course, buy Microsoft's bloated bloatware suite of office tools for around $400 and be so completely confused that you don't know what to do with it. Or you could go open source and absolutely free and get OpenOffice, and there was much rejoicing. Yay! Why, do you ask, is this so important? Because OpenOffice just keeps getting better and better and better, and it's freer and freer and freer. You know, the cool thing about free is you can't get any freer than free. Ha ha ha! So that means they keep improving it, it keeps getting better, and it's still free! Whoa. So you gotta love that. Now, what is new in OpenOffice 3.0, you might ask? Well, I'll tell you. The most immediately visible change is the new Start Center, new fresh-looking icons, new Zoom control in the status bar. A closer look shows that 3.0 has a myriad of new features. Notably, calc improvements include a new solver component, support for spreadsheet collaboration through workbook sharing, an increase to 1,024 columns per sheet, Ryder has... you wouldn't want a spreadsheet that big. Your brain would fry. Anyway, Ryder has an improved notes feature and displays of multiple pages while editing. There are numerous chart enhancements and an improved crop feature in Draw and Impress. Behind the scenes, OpenOffice.org 3.0 will support the upcoming Open Document Format, ODF 1.2 standard, and is capable of opening files created with MS Office 2007 or MS Office 2008 for Mac OS X. This is in addition to read and write support for the MS Office binary file formats. And it'll be the first version to run on Mac OS X without X11, and with the look and feel of any other Aqua application. It introduces partial VBA support to this platform. In addition, OpenOffice.org 3.0 integrates well with the Mac OS X accessibility APIs and thus offers better accessibility support than many other Mac OS X applications. I have a link there in the story to the full features list for the beta. Now, being a beta, you've got to be right on the cutting edge, and you've got to be willing to put up with a possible explosion or two. And being Mythbusters fans, we love those explosions. Ha ha ha. So, keep that in mind if you want to try the beta. Or you could just wait around until they bring it out in a stable form. But what fun would that be? Ha ha ha. So, download the beta, try it, and live on the edge. That's right, right there on the edge. Plus, when it explodes and blows up in your face, you can send the explosion to the OpenOffice people, and they will find the error and fix it. That's kind of cool, too. So it'll be part of the open source experience. That's just amazing. Okay, next item. Oh my goodness, you know what the next item... Do you know what the next item is? You're right! It's the Geek Software of the Week! That's what the next item is. And it's actually not a program this week. No. It is a website. A place where you can get... Are you ready? Almost any boot disk you might need. No matter how old and stodgy it is. I'm talking things like DOS 5.0. Why you would need that, I don't know. But if you did, you could get it. DOS 5, DOS 6, DOS 6.21, DOS 6.22, DOS 6.22, and a 5.25 or a 1.2 meg disk. Windows 95 original, Windows 95 version B, Windows 98 OEM, Windows 98 custom with no RAM drive. It just goes on and on and on. Windows 98 SE, special edition, second edition. That's second edition. Haha, not special edition. Windows ME. Oh, that's so bad. Anyway, W2K Pro disks. W2K disks. Windows NT 4.0. And on, and on, and on. Just lots and lots of boot disk. That's why they call it bootdisk.com. Yeah. So anyway, that's the Geek Software of the Week, in the sense that it is a resource that you can use whatever you need to rebuild a system that is old and stodgy. I find myself having to do that once in a while when people bring me a system and says, Dr. Bill, it don't work no more. Can you make it work? And I go, I am the doctor, and I can do anything. Never have been at a lack for ego there. Anyway, the point is that I use resources like bootdisk.com to be able to go out and recover their system, even when they don't have a boot disk. It's amazing to me that people don't keep boot disks laying around of their own system, but that's okay. Because that's why you have the geeks like me that fix things like that. Yes. Anyway, so, that's where we are this week. I know it's a short amount of tech news, but that's because it's been a very busy week. I've just had a lot of stuff going on, mostly work stuff. I've been working and working and working on work all the time that I'm at work, which they like that at work, that I keep working while I'm at work. Yeah. Anyway, what I'm doing is I'm just about to complete an upgrade of Citrix from XP to 4.0 in preparation to go to 4.5. I'm going to try to get us to 4.5 before they come out with the next version, so that we're not so completely so far behind, but it takes a long time to upgrade stuff when they keep having weird applications that require old, stodgy stuff to work, and it's just, I could go on and on, but I won't because it's not very interesting. Leastways, not to you. To me, of course, that's what I do every day. Every day. Every day. Guess that makes me a code monkey, doesn't it? I'm tempted to play Code Monkey, but I won't, because I've played it before. And I try to play new geek culture, like we played the I'm a DC and I'm a Marvel thing. So, there you go. Well, it's been a short podcast, but it's been interesting, I trust. If not, I'm sorry. You know, at the very first where it says, we hope you enjoy the show. Well, we do hope you enjoy the show. And if you don't, well, you can always try next week. In the meantime, there's that music. So it's time for Dr. Bill to be out of here. So, I'm out of here.